With Alan Migliorato. He is the co-founder of Venture Catholic Leadership. He's also the author of The Manly Art of Raising a Daughter. Alan, how are you doing today?
Pretty good, Father. How are you?
We're doing okay. Today's topic is such an important topic, and I find that many parents are embarrassed by it, and it's about praying with your children. Why do you think parents find it hard to pray for their children, especially the fathers? The moms, I'd say they're much more willing to do it, but dads praying with their kids, I find among kids, that's a hard thing to do.
That's a good question. I mean, I'm not afraid to pray with my kids. I never have been, but I know that, you know, if, as a man, a lot of men don't do that. And I think it's because, you know, they have that strong male figure, and I think it almost comes down to pride. If we're going deep enough in this subject, I think it's almost like it's not that they want to be God, but they don't want them to think that they're subservient to anyone, and maybe that's digging a little too deep and going a little too far with it, but I think that might be what it comes down to kind of subconsciously is, you know, they want their kids to listen to them, and, you know, they don't want to see that they are weak or needy in any way, and so they don't want to ask God for anything in front of their children.
Well, and to me, that's a great tragedy because we're all mortal and we all sin. And I'll tell you, the most impressive things kids and adults have told me is that when their dad, you know, who they saw as the strongest man in the world, they come home from working in the factories, the steel mills in Middletown or their paper mills, and they see their dad kneel down at the bed or he kneels down in church. They don't see that as a sign of weakness. They see, I know who my dad depends on. He depends on God, and I want to be like my dad, and so I'm going to depend on God. So I think there's that their kink and their logic is, well, and studies have shown this, that men who pray with their children and pray for their children, that it tends to be a very big importance in forming their children to keep praying when they grow up.
Well, absolutely. And in my opinion, I think that it sets up a hierarchy of, you know, greater power. So yes, God is greater than we are, no matter what we do. And I am your father, and you need to listen to me like I listen to my father in heaven. And so I think it sets up a great structure, a family structure, where Jesus is our brother, the Lord, you know, God is our father. And I think it's important to set that up with our children. But I mean, I've always prayed with my kids.
Now, do you think moms teach their kids how to pray differently than dads teach their kids how to pray?
Probably. I think if we set different examples for our children. So like when, you know, my prayers tend to be a little more bold than, you know, my wife's tend to be more of thanks. And mine tends to be more of like, you know, give us courage and, you know, let us be successful and give us wisdom, God, please let us, you know, let us make your name glorified and let everybody know that we're doing your work, you know? And so that's more of what my prayers tend to be. My wife's tend to be, you know, thank you for this day. It was a great day. And thank you for, you know, my wonderful family. Mine go that direction too. But I think that, you know, our tones take a different perspective on prayer.
And that's important because they're definitely complementary for each other. Now, do you have a special place in your home that you have sort of like a shrine or a place that you pray as a family?
You know, I don't have a shrine. I want, and the reason I did that, I mean, I guess this is, you could look at it different perspectives on this as well, but I didn't want to make it to be, this is the only place that you can pray. And so what I've done with my family is we pray at the dinner table. My kids see me saying a rosary every morning and every night sitting on the couch. You know, I pray with them in their rooms if I need to. When they were, you know, smaller, I did. You know, now it's like if we're driving, you know, if we say prayers that any time that we see, you know, an ambulance pass by or whatever, you pass a cemetery, you say a prayer for, you know, all the souls to go to heaven. I mean, we feel like we're praying all day. We don't have time to eat. We're praying so much.
Oh, I understand that. My point in this, and this is what I'm focusing on, really encouraging people to develop kind of a prayer place, is that God needs a place in your house. And to make it kind of a location where we know we go, and this is where we know God is there for us. We can go there and sit in some peace and quiet. We can talk to the Lord. And, you know, if you have a place and you say, in our house, you got your room, your family room, you got all the different rooms. And here, this little corner here is where God's hanging out. And so you can come and you can talk to the Lord and you can know he's there.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. I mean, I know my family has growing up, like my grandma has a pieta you know, with the Pietà, with the Jesus on Mary's lap. And we still have that in our house. It's prominent, you know, and we have, you know, crucifixes in every room just about. But, yeah, I think that's a good idea, too. You know, you can't go wrong. You know, you can't go wrong here. If you pray in the way that we're praying, or that we're praying the way that you're suggesting and making us, you know, a little shrine, both of those are beautiful things. If you're bringing God into your life, and you're thanking him and praising him and glorifying God but through prayer, especially in front of your family, that's such a powerful, powerful message to send to your kids.
Now, as your children have grown up, how has your prayer with them changed?
Well, you know, I ask them about, I mean, have you gone to church? My daughter's at college, you know, did you go to church or something? Yeah, well, what was it about? So we talk about God differently, because I'll have, you know, an experience with my kids that are still living with me, and then my daughter's at college, and so we you know, we talk about the readings, and if there's something confusing about the readings, you know, we'll try to explain it. So it's changed in that way, but, you know, they still tell me, you know, Dad, everyone's looking at me strange. I'm sitting in the college cafeteria. I'm the only one making the sign of the cross and eating my food. And I say, oh, that's fine. That's great. They're looking at you weird. I always tell my kids, you are weird, so that's all right.
Well, how is it different from when they were little girls, though? I mean, that's the question in terms of how did Daddy handle his little girls and their prayers, especially taking him to church?
And honestly, when they're little, it tends to be a little more formal, you know, like, okay, we're going to go to bed now, so we'll walk in the bedroom, we kneel down beside your bed, and we pray together. And so, you know, what do you want to pray for tonight? Who do you want to say thank you for, you know, in your life? So when they're younger, you're almost setting that pattern of prayer for them. You know, as they get older, they tend to, I think that you're not kneeling next to them, you know, next to their bed at night all the time. I think, you know, that, to me, I think it's a little strange to do, but I mean, it might work for somebody else. You know, we say a rosary together as a family every once in a while, and we've gone over to friends' houses, which I think is cool, and they'll have a dinner party, and then we'll do a rosary after, you know, and I always give my kids the option as they got older. Do you want to come? Yeah, absolutely. That sounds cool. So I think that they become more self-sufficient in their prayer. So we're not leading them from the front necessarily. We're leading next to them, and eventually we're, you know, they're leading us.
Well, it all has to start somewhere, Alan. That's the point. Yeah, when they're little, you got to take a more, you know, direct approach, and you set the direct example by what you say and how you act. But as they get older, now they've learned that, and now they can apply that in their own life. And so that's the important thing is, you know, the thing is I found with children, it's not that they don't want to pray. It's that no one's taught them how to pray. Or even how to act or how to kneel. Those things are foreign to many kids, including the ones in Catholic schools.
Yeah, you know, and it's a shame. We had the discussion the other day. I don't think it was you and I having this discussion. I know I was having a discussion with the priest about this, but, you know, we don't teach, even in some of the Catholic schools, enough education on how to pray, you know, the importance of prayer, and not just rattling off, you know, a rhetoric, you know, like where we're just reading methodically and mechanically what the words are. Slow down, you know, and some people say a rosary, you know, in 5 minutes you speed read it, but like, are you really saying what you need to say? Are you really saying the words that are sinking in? So, and I'm not saying whether they are or not, but I find it personally hard to do a rosary in 5 minutes.
You got to be real fast to do that, Alan. Now, you know, in terms of this, if you're going to tell parents, let's say that they didn't start it when they were young, the kids were young, but now they went to Christ Renewcis Parish or some type of experience, and they realize that they've not taken care of this spiritual need of their children. Now the children are junior high and moving into high school. How can you start them in something when they're already not thinking about it?
Well, I think a great time to start is mealtime. It's usually, you know, it's usually a calmer time. It's usually when you're focused on one thing instead of, you know, answering emails and answering social media, you know, notifications. It's usually a time where, you know, you're only there to eat. And so if you sit down with your family at mealtime and say, listen, I want to pray before we eat tonight. And, there's a funny, quick story about that. My daughter had a friend over, and she said, I said, well, we're going to pray. And she goes, seriously? I go, yeah, we always pray before we eat. She goes, oh, okay. I said, and when we got done praying, I said, you don't pray with your family? She's like, never. And I said, well, maybe you could take this prayer home. It's a prayer my daughter taught us when she went to preschool. And you know, maybe you could teach the prayer to your family. So we told her, you know, a couple times what the words were. And from then on, this is years back, but she still says that prayer with her family. So it's great to, the mealtime is a great starting point.
You know, it was always funny. There was a joke about that. It says, do you pray at meals? He says, oh, no, my mom's a good cook. anyway, that's a joke. Amy, I've heard it many, many times. Well, Alan Miliorato, thanks for being with us and talking about praying with children and your family today. If people want to find out more about all that you're doing, where can they go?
AdventureCatholic.com. That's AdventureCatholic.com. You can hear all of our interviews, and you can read more about the ministry that I run.
Well, Alan Miliorato, thanks so much. I hope you have a wonderful afternoon.
Thank you. You too, Father. God bless.